USA Radio News.
Chris Watts, a Colorado man who pleaded guilty to killing his wife and two daughters, was sentenced to life in prison. Watts was sentenced nearly 2 weeks after pleading guilty to avoid the death penalty. Prosecutor Michael O'Rourke addressed the court before sentencing.
His motive was simple, Your Honor. He had a desire for a fresh start, to begin a relationship with a new love that overpowered all decency and feelings for his wife, his daughters, and unborn son.
Swift Beef recalled nearly 100,000 pounds of ground beef, possibly tainted with E. coli. The meat is mainly used by food service providers in Nevada, California, Oregon, Utah, and Washington. Democratic Senators Richard Blumenthal, Sheldon Whitehouse, and Mazie Hirono filed a lawsuit Monday to block President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. The senators argue that Whitaker's appointment is in violation of the Constitution. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The average price of a gallon of gasoline continues to fall around the country. Some gas stations in the New Orleans region have been selling at $1.89 a gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
I'm John Clemens.
With deer hunting season underway in Wisconsin, the Barron County Sheriff's Department is asking anyone who sees anything out of the ordinary while in the woods to let them know. Police are hoping for a tip in the disappearance of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who went missing in October, the same day her parents were found shot to death in their rural Wisconsin home. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Democrats plan to use their control of the House of Representatives to argue for raising the corporate tax rates by a few percentage points. House Democrats also say they plan on using their new majority to hold hearings about the Republican tax overhaul, arguing it's a giveaway to corporations and the wealthy. Mandy Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She joined Fox News and says there's one problem with the Democrats trying to raise taxes on the rich.
House Republicans made it more difficult to raise all taxes, and the question now for Democrats is whether or not they repeal that rule or they replace it with a rule that allows them to raise taxes on wealthy earners. And I think that this really indicates one thing. When Democrats say they want to raise taxes on the rich, they don't mean it. They mean they want to raise taxes on everyone, because right now Nancy Pelosi is saying she has the politically salient idea to change that rule so just taxes could be raised on upper income earners. And the progressive wing of her party is saying that simply isn't enough. They want full-scale repeal of that rule so they can raise taxes on everyone.
Dupler also tries to make some sense of what this means between the more progressive Democrats and the moderate Democrats who ran in, say, a Texas or a Southern California.
What this indicates, though, moving forward, is that progressive Democrats in that party now really want to hold her feet to the fire and force her to make good on that promise. That's going to create problems for Democrats who typically talk a big game on taxes but are refusing to follow them up with real votes.
The talk is that the Democrats would like to raise the corporate tax rate from 25 to 28%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.